¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face podcast. This is our third season, and I'm starting it off a little different than I have the first two seasons. So let's go ahead and get into it. I have a little itinerary. I have a little itinerary that I can see, but you cannot see. So, first thing on the list is the Kayla Nicole and Taylor Swift. I wouldn't even call it drama. Like, because obviously, like, we don't know these celebrities. You see people make these videos like I'm doing, or you see people on TikTok talking about, like, just stirring the pot and just chit-chatting about certain things. We don't really know if in real life if there is drama or not drama. But I wanted to say something about this for multiple reasons, okay? So, back it up. Apparently, Kayla Nicole is Travis's ex. Like, years. Okay? And she did this Halloween costume that kind of sparked some mouths talking on TikTok about she was making, like, diss at Travis, how she kicked him out. Mind you, they broke up years ago. Travis and Taylor are engaged now. If your significant other cheated on you with somebody that they're with now, I think you have, like, it's very understandable that you may linger in that and deal with those emotions and be mad or be whatever have you, right? Like, it just happened. But if your ex is years in the past, why are you, who gives a fuck? Like, no. Nobody's better than the other person if somebody moved on quicker than the, it doesn't. Nobody gives a fuck. I'm, like, watching these people talk about this and create this drama that probably none of them, like, even give a fuck about. But it keeps their name in our mouths. Obviously, look at me. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, are you serious right now? Who gives a fuck? And even if she is caught up on it, that's her life. Let her waste her time. Until I saw a clip from a podcast where apparently this girl is Kayla Nicole's friend, and she is talking just disgusting about Taylor. Talking about how you can go from having sex with Kayla to this, to how she's unseasoned, how Taylor Swift is unseasoned chick. I mean, just dogging the girl. What makes you think that's okay? Like, you're not the better woman. we all know when a girl's got to do say some shit like that. Like, she, the mean girl vibe, it's ugly. So, you're not better, obviously. There's no good that's coming out of it. You're not making yourself look good. You're not making Kayla look good. Like, you're already talking about something that nobody gives a, like, it only affects them. They're the ones talking about it. Travis and Taylor completely moved on, right? Like, let's not even say it's them. Let's just say it's just two random people that have moved on, okay? The real problem is, why is an ex of years later still talking about it? Is the internet stirring you up? Is, like, that makes you want to say something? I mean, if you want to linger in that type of stuff years later, cool. Do it in private. Don't do it on the scale that these people are doing it. Like, that's crazy to me. What's really more crazy is the dog and Taylor. Taylor could be any girl, right? She could literally be any girl in her position. What is she not supposed to do? Not date him because he had a girlfriend before you? What? That's not how that works. There is no chick out there, okay? There is no woman out there in my life that has dated an ex of mine that I would talk shit about. I think they're beautiful, all of them. Like, I would be your friend. So, I don't understand why Kayla's friend thinks that that's okay to be like that. What is she doing? Just trying to get attention? So, again, is she, you know, what she's saying about Taylor? Taylor could be anybody. Why would you do that to another woman? Like, I just don't understand that. I just don't get that mentality. Calling her unseasoned chicken and talking about their sex life? Are you, who raised you? You need to sit down and we need to call your mama, because that, no. I would never, if I'm going to talk shit about an ex in that fashion, it's going to be the man. And I'm probably just not going to, like, give the satisfaction of it. Like, I'm just like, okay. Even then, I'm like, okay, well, wish you the best, whatever. That's so gross to me to sit here and watch this girl just talk mad shit about her. Like, what makes you think that looks attractive or nice or good? Like, in the comments that are not only obviously taken up for Taylor, but obviously just taken up for the behavior in itself. Like, girl, come on. You better than that. Are you serious? Heather Sanders podcast. Yeah, that's what it is. Like, why is she just doing this to, like, why are you doing this, girl? So, anyhow, obviously I'm, no. I am there. So it's on Heather Sanders' podcast, show, YouTube channel. She's not the girl, I mean, she did kind of agree, but she's not the one that was talking the most crap. It was this other girl that she had on there, and I can't find what her name is. But, y'all, we're better than that. Like, we're so better than that. Why you have to do that? Why you gotta set us back? Look, I will say this. Your ex-man is now marrying Taylor Swift. I think we all, I mean, I would be hurt for you. Like, I am a little bit. Like, that, I would be like, damn. Really jack that up. It's Taylor Swift. I think any woman on this planet would feel like, but that's still not an excuse to, like, think that she's inhuman and you're not going to reach her. You're probably not, but still. It's such an ugly look. It's so ugly to see girls be that way to other girls. Like, and what for? You make you look bad. You're not making anybody else look good. Like, there's nothing good from it. Anyways, whatever. On to the next topic. Erica Kirk. I know. So, there's a lot of controversy kind of surrounding the whole Charlie Kirk's death in its entirety. There's a lot of controversy. I do not know all the facts about it, nor have I dug into all the facts about it, and I'm not going to. I'm touching on the fact that the internet went up in a whirlwind with the way that she hugged J.D. Vance. I don't care what anybody has to say. That is not a friendly hug. That had a sexual undertone to it. And if J.D. Vance was my husband, she would not do it again. It was too much. Clearly too much. I don't know what the fuck people are thinking when they live. What would possess this woman to do that? One. Two. What's really going on if he allowed that? I will say this, okay? Because I like to give the benefit of the doubt. You're on a public, like, you're in this event, this huge thing. There are people everywhere, okay? And it is real couth to not cause a scene. Like, you know, if you want to be proper persons, men or women, you don't want to cause a scene, okay? It's frowned upon. So, I don't know if J.D. Vance just didn't do anything because he didn't want to cause a scene. Or it was just, like, not thought of. I don't know. You grab the back of the neck. That is sexual. I am sorry. I don't know. I don't. There is nothing friendly about that type of hug. And then I saw where she hugged. Hold on a second. Yeah, she hugged Jason Aldean. And the way. I don't know what it's for. I don't know what event it's for or why they're there, because I'm not. Patriot Awards. Apparently this is in New York, and this was like the first week of November. This is TikTok, by the way, that I'm going off of, so don't hold me to this. But Jason and Brittany apparently came up there for some, I don't know what there's going on, but she hugged Brittany. She grabbed Brittany's head. I think she did that on purpose. And then she hugs Jason a little too hard. Look, okay? And you can look. Brittany sees her hand on his back. Okay. Let me just say something about this. There are unspoken things that people do, men and women, that people do to kind of like express, I don't want to say dominance, that's the wrong word, possession. Like, this is my territory. Okay, it's the same thing as if, you know, you feel like there's a threat outside your home, so you go walk on your front porch and stand there. You don't say anything, it's the presence. It's like the behavior. So, the behavior of Brittany kind of just looking at the way that she's hugging Jason, you could just see the fire coming out of her face. Any woman would feel that way, especially after the controversy of the way that she hugged JD, and then now she thinks that this is okay. It's so rude because you're literally putting yourself in a position to get reprimanded in whatever, like, form or fashion. You know, now Jason Aldean's not gonna say anything. Nobody's gonna say anything because you don't want to cause a scene on a freaking stage in the middle of New York City, okay? And then now it's like, it's almost like she is getting by with this scooting over the line stuff, inappropriate behavior, because nobody's gonna say anything to her because her husband passed away or, you know, got murdered, basically. Which is a whole nother, again, I'm not bringing that up because of that, because I don't know enough of the facts and exactly what's going on with his murder to speak on it. So I'm not going to speak on it, but I will speak on this. The other thing that I was going to say is, you know, a lot of people were talking about how JD Vance, there's got to be something going on, right? Have you ever seen the movie Obsession or Obsessed, where Beyonce is in it and her husband's got this girl that won't, is this new receptionist or whatever at his job or whatever, blah, 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 and she won't leave him alone, and the girl is, like, literally psycho and will not, like, keeps trying to set up and do these types of things? Not every man is the bad guy. Sometimes there's a girl out there that will not leave well enough alone. Sometimes that happens. And Erica Kirk is falling along those lines. Like, with these, even coming from the strip club, okay? Coming from the strip club, that would be deemed inappropriate behavior, at least outside. Like, you wouldn't do that to somebody else's customer or whatever have you, or man. Like, it's not, like, it's very, that's very inappropriate. Extremely inappropriate. If I was sitting with a couple, or if I was, like, in a room, you would need, like, a permission from the wife, in my eyes. That would be more respectful. I know that's weird to say that in that setting, but, yeah, no, no, I would never just bald face do that. We would have to, or to just walk up to a table that you know is kind of already preoccupied with.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Somebody else, and to assert yourself into that situation is kind of what Erica did. It would be frowned upon. That would be reason to fight. how can you talk about being respectful and boundaries and then fight in the same sentence? That would be me. Respect in the strip club. Trust me. It happens. Anyways, that's enough on that right there. I would like to know what other people think about that. Like, what do you think? Next on the schedule, let's talk about the main reasons why people will defame or slander your name. It's really hard to win a defamation case if you don't understand the root cause of kind of why things are happening. Sometimes people are just literally targeted. Like, they're really just somebody sees something in you and they don't like it, and so they do what they do because of it. Sometimes there is a cause and effect. Sometimes something happened and it led to those actions from another person. So, you know, it really depends on kind of why things are happening so that you can better tackle it. One of the main reasons why people decide to defame or slander people, other people, is out of just sheer jealousy. I hate to say that word because I don't believe people are actually jealous, but they are. So you have to accept that people may or may not think that you don't deserve what you have, or they are want what you have, or they're just jealous of your life, or they just are miserable, or whatever have you. It exists, and you have to accept it. Sometimes that is exactly why people are talking crap about you. The other main reason, a lot of them, at least, you know, for me in a lot of my cases, people will defame or slander a person's character in hopes that who they're talking to doesn't believe that person, because that person holds the truth. So for me, I had a lot of situations with people that would show them in a bad light. So in order to rectify or flip that as quickly as possible, they would make me out to be crazy, even though I'm clearly not. But they did that to the masses to cover themselves up. My problem is I'm really kind of early, and I'm a nice person, so I try to talk to people about things I shouldn't try to have normal conversations with them with. That is, like, that's my main problem. I tried to talk to people in a normal way to rectify whatever the problem was, thinking that they would be respectable, and that's not what happened. But they try to, like, get out the gate first by posting something on the internet in a light that isn't exactly what the situation is, so that it makes me look crazy to cover up how they actually are. That's wild to me that people do that, but they do. Obviously, they do. They've done it with me multiple times. A lot of the times, those people don't want to be exposed, so they redirect the energy and the focus on the victim, which was me in most of those cases. And I hate to say the word victim, because that sounds like, it's the only appropriate word. Because defaming and slandering somebody's character, it's not a walk in the park. It's not fun. Like, it is not fun. But anyways, those are the two main reasons why people do it. Once you can figure those out, you can better kind of navigate how you're going to rectify or, like, leave the situation, or how you're going to deal with it. Because you're not going to be able to sit with most people or call them up and be like, hey, can we fix this? Most people are so committed into whatever they're saying, or whatever, like, decision they've kind of made about it. It's no. Just no. Leave them over there. Stay as far away as possible as you can, or whatever, and then figure out what you're going to do about it. Sometimes the best way to rectify it is to walk away, which sucks, but sometimes that is the best thing to do. The second best thing to do is you can just stand your ground. I've had to do that multiple times because it's so common sense, like what I'm saying, that actually kind of just shines through their own bullshit. But it's hard to stand your ground because you're literally fighting a version of you that doesn't exist. And it's very emotionally draining. It's very draining. Plus, I'm really good at reading people's energy, so I pick up on that a little too much. But anyways, those are the two main reasons why people decide to defame or slander someone. Now, for me, most of my business is dealt on the internet, okay? With that being said, it's very hard to grasp an emotional context with people on the internet or through text message or whatever have you, versus being face-to-face or FaceTime or, you know, just like in person. It's very hard to grasp that through the internet. And I can allocate a lot of situations I've had because of that. I feel like they probably wouldn't have went sideways if an emotional context could have been attached. Nonetheless, it is what it is. The easiest way to spot if you're dealing with somebody on the internet that's jealous of you, whether it's a family member or a friend or a customer or a business partner, whatever have you, the quickest way, you've got to be quick and you've got to be on it, is if they post something, a quote, or a lot of people tell them themselves, at least for me, that's what worked for me a lot. I mean, they tell them themselves. They'll post a quote or they'll share something. And then what you can do is you can post a story. And if they're one of the first like 5 or 10 people that watch your story, they're looking for a reaction to what they're posting. They're looking for either a reaction that they can use against you, or they're looking to see kind of if you've figured them out yet or not. So for the longest time, most people didn't know this, but I would post stories to see who's watching me, because that helped me figure out who I need to watch and who I don't need to watch. People, most people, okay, most people are not bad people. So they have a conscience, and they think about the things. They don't want to get caught. They don't want to do whatever. Like, you know, I had a particular person, Megan at Revelation Ranch, actually would watch me constantly. And at first, I thought somebody was in her ear. That's where a lot of situations would happen. I could tell, like, put 2 and 3 together and be like, okay, is this person watching me? I don't know why this person's watching me. They must know somebody. Whatever. It's the best way to kind of navigate business on the internet so that you know how to deal with various people, okay? If you just go in it blindsided, you may or may not make it out. It's different to navigate business online versus in person, because if you have a brick and mortar store and you are, you know, in person, they have to come to you, one, okay? And it's a single location that you can control in one sitting, right? You're not out on the interwebs. And you can control who comes, who goes, and you have an emotional context. The internet's different. You put something out there on the internet, you have no idea who's watching. You have no idea where they're at, what they're doing. Like, you don't. You cannot. It's different, okay? So you have to navigate yourself through good and bad people like you would in person. The way that I just told you, you have to kind of watch people and see how they move and what they're saying and what they're doing. You cannot do business in longevity with someone that is jealous of you or has ill intentions. You'll need to cut it off. You'll need to figure out a way to get rid of them. You'll need to piss them. I don't know what to tell you, but you'll need to separate that. And yes, people will purposely come to you even though they don't like you. The amount of times I have had this happen is insanity, because if I don't like somebody, I'm not going to buy anything from them. Like, it's not. But there are very few people that I don't like. Like, I just don't think that deep into it. You have to do something to me. You have to really, really, really do something to me for me to not like you. Anyways, whatever. I digress. If your energy is taking you to somebody, watch what they post and then see how quick they watch you. Watch what they post and then see how quick they watch you. And if you want to actually go a little further, you can try to talk to their friends. You can really get a feel for putting 2 and 3 and 4 together. I would do that. I would try to talk to their friends, and I could tell right out the gate what somebody was saying about me. Because if, let's say, Sally over here is ordering from me, and she loves everything. It's great. It's wonderful. Oh, she's just singing me all these praises on the internet. But her best friend won't buy nothing from me. Her best friend kind of talks to me like I'm a lunatic. What you really saying, Sally? 8 out of 10 times, Sally's probably a liar. Very rare is it that you have a third party that's kind of like just doesn't like you on their own accord. Most people are led to believe what they believe. For the most, like, when it, let me rephrase that. When it comes to other people. So, you know, if your best friend Kevin tells you that Doug over here is a thief and you don't know Doug, you'll probably just believe Kevin and go on about your day, right? That's usually how it works. So, that's how most people make decisions in life, especially with minute things like that. But whatever, I digress. That's the biggest and quickest way. That's the quickest way to figure out how to move around somebody in business on the internet, and if that's the only way that you know, like, you're dealing with them. Very rarely you'll have, like, because if people are doing business on the internet, they're posting, they're doing this, they're doing that, like, they're, it's active. Most people are going to slip up in some form or fashion on the internet because they think that the internet is a safe place. And they don't have to hold any type of accountability when it comes to the internet. That was my biggest battle when it came to my lawsuit. It's going to change. It's just going to change. With AI coming in the future, and you've got all this, like, the future's changing. People are making a ton of money on the internet. So there's going to be laws. There are going to be changes to regulate the way that other humans use, like, freedom of speech or not freedom of speech or opinions and things of that nature. Because, you know, like I've said before, back in the day, before the internet, Joe Blow could walk outside and go, "I hate this company." And if nobody's around and okay, that didn't affect nobody. But now Joe Blow has the internet, and he can go on the internet and say, "I hate this this company." And that can very directly affect the company. Regardless of whatever, you know, whatever the details are, in generally speaking. So, again, on the flip side, having the internet's amazing because we do find out things we need to know. But it's also gotten to the point to where it's not regulated enough for us as consumers to make sure that what we are reading, what we are being fed on the internet, the interwebs and social media, is good or not good, you know. So I literally watched a TikTok today of a lady that was talking about Bitcoin, and JP Morgan, they've done released their own coin on the blockchain, blah 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 blah, and they were talking about how gold and ETFs or whatever, right? They were talking about how JP Morgan bought this huge ad in this newspaper, and this newspaper is also pushing the narrative of gold. That's how easy money makes things. That is how easy money manipulates things that you see and hear. Or even just the masses. So, watch what your people post. Watch if they watch you. And you can kind of get a feel from there. Back to the whole why people defame and slander. Because they're assholes. Okay? That's why. No, it's usually because they're jealous or they're trying to cover their tracks. That's why I'm really glad that more people are understanding psychology on a deeper level, and more people are kind of raising an eyebrow when Jerry over here calls Kelly crazy. We're looking at why Jerry's calling her crazy and not necessarily why she's crazy. So that's really good to see, because in a lot of my situations or before you get called crazy, it's like nobody believes you. That's exactly why they want to call you crazy. So nobody will believe you, because you have the truth. Ding, 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 ding.